The new U.S. AG, the former Florida Attorney General, vowing to enforce the law in a nonpartisan way without regard for politics. One person dead, five wounded, a shooting at a cosmetics warehouse in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio. Police are looking for the suspect in what they describe as a targeted attack. They say the suspect worked at that facility. The remains of all 67 people killed in last week's mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport have now been recovered from the Potomac River. On Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow is down 66 points, the Nasdaq off 78, the S&P 12 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We're a month into the new year. How is everyone doing with your health goals? I've spent more time on the road than at home this last year. 2 years ago, I decided to take control of my health and choose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. I needed a simple plan that fit my hectic lifestyle, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. I learned how to nourish my body while still enjoying food that supports my health. Now I have the energy and mental focus to get through my busy day. PhD can help you too, and they won't let you fail. Give them a call and schedule your weight loss consultation and see if the program is right for you. Call 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. The first 11 callers mentioning healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their package. Don't wait to hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now or visit myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. So check it out right now to lose weight. MyPhDweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Governor Moore is making his State of the Address today. He's expected to discuss what he calls the dual crisis facing Marylanders. Moore says these are the state's massive financial deficit and an administration in Washington he believes threatens Americans' way of life. A local paper reports the governor will explain his answer to the $3 billion cash deficit. It will depend on the tax overhaul he has proposed. Moore calls it a simpler and fairer way to raise taxes for wealthy individuals while cutting taxes for most Marylanders. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin is demanding details from federal immigration officials about U.S. citizens who have been caught up in recent raids. Raskin, who's the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, has asked for an accounting of immigration enforcement actions since January 20th involving U.S. citizens. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at
Safe
Retirement
Solutions. Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
6 viable candidates for 5 rotation spots. That's what faces the Orioles as they gather in Sarasota, with Japanese import Tomoyuki Sugano the wild card. Orioles special advisor Adam Jones has faced Sugano.
I faced him in the WBC, and he was dirty. Obviously, I mean, WBC was 2007, so that's some time ago. But if you look at his numbers, he's been consistent his entire career. I know he's older, he's still been consistent. He's not the strikeout guy he was early in his career, but he's still consistent.
Sugano, now 35 years old, the right-hander with 136 career wins and a 2.43 ERA in Japan. This year's Super Bowl back in New Orleans for the first time since Super Bowl 47. Better known in these parts as when the Ravens beat the Niners and remembered for one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history.
For Jacoby Jones, and look at him go. Jones is past the 50, and he is flying inside the 20, and a kickoff return, 109 yards and a touchdown, an all-time record.
Flying like Secretariat by 31 lengths at the Belmont. Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Ravens held on to beat the Niners 34-31. And finally, the great Henry Aaron was born on this day. February 5th, 1934, from humble beginnings in Mobile, Alabama, Aaron became the last former Negro League baseball player on a major league roster. And on April 8th, 1974, he made baseball history.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
The iconic call by Milo Hamilton on Braves radio. Despite death threats and overt racism, Henry Aaron rose above it all. Coming up in 30 minutes, big-time lacrosse at United Stadium. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Looks and feels like winter today. Cloudy, a few snowflakes, 38. Tonight, a mix of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. And rain and sleet in the morning tomorrow, changing to rain, 45 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 33 degrees in Perry Hall, 32 in Pikesville, and 31 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, in the last hour we were talking about the Gaza Strip and the fact that President Trump made some remarks that the U.S. could possibly acquire the Gaza Strip. As I mentioned, this completely threw the Prime Minister of Israel for a loop. The look on his face was just shock and awe. But I think, you know, a lot of things that President Trump says is to be for shock and awe. And Mike Waltz, an advisor to President Trump, was on CBS this morning, and he said that President Trump made those comments to really put the pressure on surrounding Arab nations. And a lot of people seem to agree with that. But that doesn't make it so that we cannot talk about it. So the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, is on the website, WCBM.com. And if you'd like to partake in this question of the day, you can, the poll. It is, should the U.S. acquire the Gaza Strip? Should the U.S. acquire the Gaza Strip? Because during President Trump's presser with the Prime Minister of Israel, he was saying that basically he was fine with helping out with nation building. A lot of people, especially those that voted for America First, just aren't really excited about those comments. So far, when it comes to the poll, 21% of you say, yes, we should acquire the Gaza Strip. And 79% of you say, no, we should not. And I'm on the no side of things. And I know there were some people saying whether or not, you know, private dollars could be used here. And I'm sure Trump could figure out and come up with a crowd that would like to do so. If you're thinking about the crowd he had just at the inauguration festivities, I mean, how much money was really in that room there during the inauguration ceremony? I lost count after a while. I mean, you had, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, who's the founder and president of Meta, which has Instagram and Facebook. You had the CEO of Google in the house. You had Jeff Bezos, you know, obviously the CEO of Amazon. You had Elon Musk there. He is the richest man in the world right now, $400 billion. So does Trump have a lot of rich friends in a way, and they could probably try to figure this out in a way? Sure. Do they really want to do all of this? Probably not. And it still leaves a question on where would those Palestinians live as all this building goes down. It's just, there's a lot of questions there. Lots of questions. I'm sure that this conversation will be had for quite some time. So we'll put a pin in it because we've got a lot of local news to discuss. You know, Governor Wes Moore, he's going to deliver his State of the State address today at noon. And if you follow the governor online, whether it's, you know, Facebook, his website, X, you name it, they're going to actually be streaming his remarks live through his social media platforms. You don't have to stream it and listen to all the hoopla and the pat, you know, the patting on the back and all this other stuff. You can just tune in here to Kim Klasick Live tomorrow, because we're going to have some clips for you. We're going to talk about it. My prediction is Governor Wes Moore is going to have as much word salad as Kamala on a good day, because there's no way that he can explain in a very honest and genuine way that the state of Maryland is headed in a positive direction. He just can't say that. Now, will he come forward and say that? You know, no, he won't, because, you know, and it's not just Democrats, any politician, right? No matter which party they're affiliated with, the last thing they want is to say, hey, yeah, I've been in office here for 2 years and now we're headed towards hell, you know? like he can't say that. He can't say it. And so this is going to be a very interesting speech that he gives. And I don't envy his speech writers, because I'm sure this is going to be a tough one. Now, is he going to focus on things like he, you know, mentioned yesterday? Remember, they were talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They had an entire press conference for it. I was going to clip it and bring some audio to you, but then I listened to it. And I thought I just could not do that to you, because the whole thing, you know how Governor Moore, like if it's something very simple, like, you know, introducing a rendering of a bridge, he makes it very dramatic. He takes it to another level. I will say this. His theater classes were phenomenal, okay? They were worth every penny. Because during this presser for the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild, he talked about the Francis Scott Key Bridge being the bridge between Maryland and America and the world, and it was so dramatic. It was insufferable. I thought, this guy, he's really legging on thick. And of course, you know, you had the lieutenant governor there, Rutta Miller. Of course, she shouldn't be there. And then you had other people there that were there for the photo op. I looked at it and said, well, we've been, you know, the bridge has been down for quite some time. It'll soon be a year in March, right? It went down in March of last year. And thus far, all we have is a rendering. That's all we have. We have a rendering of it. Now, the bridge idea looks great. I believe they said it would cost us somewhere around $2 billion. And remember, that money is going to be coming from us, the taxpayers, but it is coming from the federal level, just, you know, us, the taxpayers, in a different way. And it won't come out of the state budget, which I'm pretty sure he's happy about, considering we're headed towards a $2 to $3 billion deficit. But at the same time, they said that this bridge, you know, should be ready and operable by 2028. I guess if you're thinking about it, that's not that long. It's not, you know, ridiculously long, you know, time. It has caused a lot of concerns. It has caused a lot of traffic. And, of course, we need to get the bridge back up. If you saw the rendering of it, it's a nice looking bridge. They are making it somewhat taller or higher, I should say. So, of course, you know, it'll be a lot easier for ships to pass through under. But I look at it and say, I hope that it just creates jobs for Americans. I'm not really sold that it's going to do that, but I do hope that that is how they plan to hire. I do still believe, and I know some of you don't agree with me, but I still do believe that those were illegal immigrants on that bridge as it was impacted and went down, and those six men were killed. They never said that they were American citizens. That was the first clue in my book. Secondly, they all needed translators. None of them could speak any English. And they did say, when they were talking about where they were from, I don't know if you caught it, but there were a couple guys, they said, lived in Federal Hill, lived in East Baltimore, you know. And so it did come out later that one of the families, I guess, I don't know if it was one of the wives, but I think she was talking about how her husband, who had passed in the collapse, was sending money back home. And she, you know, used that language, back home. And that's what a lot of illegal immigrants do, which is understandable if you're, you know, if you were one of them that came to this country, you know, to hopefully make some more money and send it to those that are living in poverty in your native country, you would do the same. But then a lot of people, of course, have a problem with that, right? Because that money is then being shipped out. It's not being used here to, you know, assist in our economy. And, of course, many, many Americans do need jobs. So I'm not completely sold that these jobs are going to go to Americans, but I'm sure Governor Wes Moore is going to do his best to make it sound like it is, if even if they aren't. He did, in fact, mention yesterday that he hired over 5,000 state employees. We discussed this maybe about a month ago in relation to the fact that Governor Wes Moore has been touting these numbers, saying that they were creating more jobs. And we talked about the fact that these jobs aren't in the private sector. The jobs that they're talking about they created, well, they're government jobs paid by, you know, salaries paid by you and I, the taxpayers. I do have some audio here from Fox 45, and I do want to get into this, because if you're headed down a $2 billion deficit, and you know what? I think that number's a lie. Can I be honest with you? I think it's much higher than that. I think they're doing their best to keep it as low as possible. But if you are headed towards this kind of deficit, why would you then increase the number of state employees? Makes no sense, right? Go ahead and take a listen to Fox 45.
Yeah, at a time that the state should be pinching pennies under the Moore administration, new data shows that spending has hardly slowed. And in fact, state government has significantly grown.
Between salaries, benefits, and eventually pensions, how many people the state employs comes at a significant cost to taxpayers. And yet, at a time Governor Wes Moore admits major cuts need to be made.
It is the largest fiscal crisis in 20 years.
State government has only grown, according to data from Maryland's Department of Labor. From when Moore took office in 2023 to now, he's hired more than 5,000 new state employees. Compared to Larry Hogan's first 2 years in office, when state government shrunk by nearly 2,000 employees.
This comparison is striking.
Taxpayer advocate David Williams weighing in.
When you have a $3 billion structural deficit and you don't know how to close it, you absolutely don't hire more people. And when you start adding thousands of employees, that is going to add up, and we're probably talking millions of dollars in the future.
The exact cost of those additional employees remains unclear. Both the budget department and comptroller's office claiming those figures aren't immediately available to them. However, according to state budget proposals, when Hogan left office in 2023, salaries, wages, and benefits were projected to cost taxpayers $10.2 billion. Under Moore, that figure ballooning to $11.3 billion in 2024 and expected to reach $12.2 billion in 2025.
State employees and really government employees last a long time because the salary is good, the benefits are good, and the pension is good. So this is going to be a problem that's not just for this year. This is going to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road that taxpayers will still be spending this money for the employees that are hired today.
All right. And that is David Williams. If you ever see, he's on Fox 45 a lot. He's he's an expert on taxpayer funds being spent in levels of government, waste, fraud, things like that. And I believe that was Rebecca Pryor, right, that did the story there. This is alarming. Now, I knew that Governor Moore was hiring a lot more state employees because we were talking about job creation. I had no idea you're looking at the number of 5,000. I had no idea. And this is what I mentioned before. This is the real blueprint. If you want to label something the blueprint, it's this. It's Governor Moore and the DNC making sure that Maryland remains a blue state. Because the more government workers you have, the more Democrat voters you have. They're going to vote in their best interest every single time. And this is what I was talking about before, when it's like, you know, people say, Kim, you got to keep trying. I know Maryland's hard, blah, blah, blah. No, I get that. But, you know, as you continue to watch what's going on here, it's making it more and more difficult each election cycle. And they're happy with that. And the GOP is always, you know, playing catch up. That's why I say now, because even right now, how many times did we talk about the fact that, you know, Democrats are very organized And if the GOP was smart, they would be phone banking right now for 2026. Do you think that they're doing that? The answer is no. Do you think that central committees are on the phone calling voters and asking them or saying, hey, you know what? Here's the budget. Here's what Democrats are doing. Maybe consider voting Republican next time around. How can we get your vote? Do you think they're on the phone doing that right now? No, they're not. If we were smart, we would, but we're not. So the level of effort and work that we put in year round, and then on top of it, the fact that they're still like these state employees here, that's 5,000 more Democrat voters if they weren't Democrats already. It's a tough and it's a heavy lift. It really is. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. When we get back, we're also going to talk about this $3 billion rainy day fund that we had under Governor Larry Hogan. What happened to that?
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees?
That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government, how do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Panama Canal. It's crucially important that people understand that this is a serious matter and that no president since Reagan has ever brought it up. Neither of the Bushes. No Republican in the Senate or the House has ever brought it up. Donald Trump brought it up. Donald Trump wants to do something about it.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore and State of the State Address, which will be happening today. And don't worry, you don't have to sit around and listen to it. We will discuss it tomorrow. And I'll have all the important audio clips for you. You don't have to filter through that nonsense. I'll do it for you. No problem. I did want to mention the $3 billion rainy day fund that was left for Governor Wes Moore. Thanks to Governor Larry Hogan. If you heard from that Fox 45 clip there, the report done by Rebecca Pryor, we played it before the break, but it is on their website if you want to check it out. Governor Wes Moore has already spent $1 billion of that $3 billion in the Rainy Day Fund. This is where he's going to have a very difficult time, right? He's going to give the State of Address. Most likely, he's not going to answer any questions afterwards, right? He's not going to do any gaggles and talk to reporters afterwards. He's going to give the address, and then he's going to probably most likely walk away from the podium, and that'll be it. But there are many questions here. And I will say that there are even Democrats in Annapolis that are distancing themselves from Governor Wes Moore, his proposed budget, and the cuts that he is making. The more and more we talk about the cuts to disability, right, DDA, the more and more you do see Democrats, whether, Senate delegates discussing that they want to see a different approach to cutting funds. We reached out to Delegate Michelle Guyton. She's an advocate for those with disabilities and those that are very vulnerable, and I appreciate her for that. I appreciate everybody that takes on the challenges for our most vulnerable, which is, you know, honestly, when it comes to our disabled veterans, when it comes to the elderly, when it comes to those with special needs, they should be a priority. This isn't like where you should be a partisan hack, right? It's not left or right. These are individuals that we should be supporting in any way that we can. But for some reason, we have people that go into office and they kind of put them on a back burner. But this is, you know, this is not something new when it comes to Governor Wes Moore. Remember, when he first took office, many of us were talking about the fact that he was, you know, ending the Boost program. Remember that? Which is basically the school choice, right? The vouchers that we're giving to some students so that they can go to other schools and get a better education. Many of us support school choice. And so do a lot of Democrats. So when he went to go end the Boost vouchers, there was a protest at the State House. And that protest was led by Democrats, which rightfully so. Rightfully so. There are many schools across the state because of the neighborhoods that they're in, because you've got, you know, a lot of mismanagement at the top level. We'll talk about the Department of Education a little bit later in the show, but you know, because of that, there are students left with schools that are just absolutely horrific in their neighborhoods. And I want them to be able to have a choice, right? Those kids did nothing wrong. It's not their fault they live where they live. It's not their fault at all. So anyways, you know, Governor Moore has made missteps along the way that has shown us that he supports special interest much more than he supports the actual constituent. The only reason that he wanted to really end those Boost vouchers is because the teachers union wanted him to end it. They believe that money that goes towards those Boost vouchers should go towards the public education system. If you're looking at the per pupil spending annually, I mean, look, we're always spending a ton of money. So it makes no sense whatsoever. I got Sam and Queen Anne, excuse me. Sam, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, if everybody will remember about Moore's first inaugural address, one of the things that he swore that he would be to end the disparity in wealth between people of color and the rest of us. And in doing that, he gave away a ton of the money that had been set aside by Governor Hogan. But I will guarantee you there are probably 25% of that population who are governing us right now who don't really earn a dollar in their time, much like that thief in Baltimore, Brandon Scott, who I've offered to give the governor a $500 donation to his charity if they would do an audit of Safe Street.
Yeah.
They won't touch that. And the biggest problem is it's an issue that involves people of color. And I will tell you right now, there's got to be a load of no-show jobs and people who are probably making $250,000 for sitting in that area up there. But they won't touch it because of the racial aspect. And that's horrible.
No, Sam, you're absolutely correct in that. Great pointing that out. Hit the nail on the head. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. You can weigh in, 410-WCBM-680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is another Trump bombshell igniting discussion and debate around the world. President Trump proposes moving the Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip so the land can be cleaned up from the ravages of war and then redeveloped. Iran's currency has plunged to a record low against the U.S. dollar after the president restarted his maximum pressure campaign against Iran over its nuclear program. In its drive to improve government oversight and accountability, the Trump administration is pulling almost all USAID workers off the job and out of the field worldwide. And going forward, the agency's work may be taken up by the State Department. The Senate confirms Pam Bondi as Attorney General. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, the lone Democrat to join the Republicans in confirming Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 4 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
Hi. I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2025 will be announced tomorrow night at the NFL Honors Ceremony in New Orleans, and the Ravens will be well represented. Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, and Steve Smith all among the finalists, although Smith would go in as a Panther. The case for Suggs made here by none other than Bill Belichick.
Any player we had to double team on every play,
yeah,
that's Hall of Fame material that's in right. My book. And you couldn't single Suggs. He was so explosive, so powerful, and he was just a matchup nightmare.
Suggs finished his 17-year career eighth all-time with 139 sacks. His 201 tackles for loss is an all-time NFL record. And from one Baltimore football legend to another, the great O.J. Brigance, the only player in football history to win a CFL championship and an NFL championship in the same city. 17 years ago, O.J. was felled by ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, confined to a wheelchair. His wife, Shanda, when they learned of the diagnosis.
Like anyone else, it's shocking. Whether it's ALS or any other disease that's not curable, and even if it is curable, still no one wants to get that news. No one wants to have that type of hurdle to cross.
The Brigance Brigade Winter Soiree is Friday, February 21 at Martin's West. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to briganceBrigade.org. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ovi closes the gap. And that is Stein on Sports.
The clouds are here. Cool temperatures as well. A couple of snowflakes possible today. 38 the high. It's tonight that we start to deal with some wintry weather. A winter weather advisory tonight through tomorrow morning for a mix of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Some slippery roads likely tonight and early tomorrow. But that will change over to rain later in the day tomorrow. 45 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Democrats, stop telling me. And everywhere I go, oh, he's such a good man. He's so compassionate. He's such a decent man. He's so honorable. He's a man of integrity, a man of character. No, he's not. People with integrity and men of character don't put other countries first and ignore their fellow Americans who are in need, in desperate need. And of course, they all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina. Then they go ignore it.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore. Today he'll give his State of the State address. And I'm sure it's not good news. But how does he wiggle out of this? That's the question. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Governor Wes Moore ran on, and this is where I'll give him credit, where credit's due, right? And I pointed this out with some people that said that they were supporting Governor Moore during the election cycle there in 2022. Governor Wes Moore made it very clear that the platform in which he was running on was very expensive. He talked about the red line. He talked about the Kerwin Commission / blueprint. He talked about the climate change initiatives and how expensive that would be. It's not like he hid it. So even just yesterday, I was going through some comments on Governor Wes Moore's post about the State of the State address. And sometimes I like to see some of the comments because there are, like I mentioned earlier, there are Democrats that are not happy with the way that he is governing. And I saw in there somebody that I know, who I believe he's more of an independent, but he was at one point in time a Republican. And he was one of the guys, I think, that liked more of the Bush Republican Party. Nothing wrong with that. But he did mention, he wrote on this comment section that he voted for Governor Wes Moore. And so I commented back. I was like, dude, I'm shocked that you voted for him. Like, you can say what you want about Dan Cox, right? You can call him a QAnon whack job. You can call him all these names. But guess what? He wouldn't have us facing a $2 billion deficit. Okay, so all of these people that are like, you know, Dan Cox is this MAGA extremist and he was this and he was that. We wouldn't be facing this deficit. When it comes to the cost, the energy cost, you know what Dan Cox would be doing? He would be fighting to reopen Brandon Shores. He would make sure that we would have more energy here in state rather than trying to import 40% of it, which is what we're doing. He wouldn't be silent on the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, as Governor Wes Moore has been. And so you could say a lot of things about Dan Cox, but he, in fact, would be a better governor today than Governor Wes Moore. And that, I would stake my entire career on that one. We're facing, as I mentioned earlier, you know, they say that it's about a $2 to $3 billion deficit. Believe me, it is more than that. And I do wonder if this State of the State address from Governor Moore, is he going to mention the red line? Because that still is a little up in the air. He talked about making cuts, but I haven't seen where he's made a cut to the red line. He talked about making more cuts to the Kerwin Commission, but really, if you look at it, he just spread it out further over the next 10 to 15 years. It wasn't like there were many cuts. This is jarring, to say the least. This is awful. Now, I will also put on this that I'm not really shocked that he's not taking more action to make sure that we are not in the negative here in Maryland, because if you recall, when he was running for office, he had a large overdue water bill, over 20 grand, which I don't know how you get to that at all, but I understand there's water bill issues across the state of Maryland, especially the Baltimore region. But he first would not acknowledge that he didn't pay it. He tried to pretend like he didn't realize it was over 20 grand. And then he was saying something like, oh, well, I don't know if that's a mistake. Remember that whole thing? And then his wife got involved, she made a comment, and then they paid it. I will also say there was also an issue with their property taxes, if you recall. So this isn't a guy, in my view, that has this stellar financial track record. And I know that anybody could end up in a tough spot, especially after COVID. And I think that's why many of us did give him a break when it came to some bills that were not paid, because it was kind of like, wow, I know everybody struggled during COVID, and I don't know to what degree he struggled, but there could have been a struggle there. We don't know. And I try not to judge people, because sometimes people do fall in hard times, and I don't think that we should judge people for falling in hard times. I was judging him for not being upfront and honest about the water bill. That's the part I was judging. Not the fact that he had a water bill. I will go to the phone lines. If you guys want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me the text line. I got Wayne in Ellicott City. Wayne, how are you? What do you think about the, you want to talk about the state workers being hired?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
5,000 employees, just at 30,000 a year, is $150 million a year. I mean,
yeah.
And plus benefits and everything else that goes along with that. I mean, doesn't he have to justify that? That's...
Yeah, well, you know, what was interesting, Wade, is the reporters, she said she reached out to him about the 5,000 employees. They haven't gotten back to him. I'm almost going to imagine here that he's not going to mention it today in the State of State address, but this is something that he's going to have to respond to, because as many people are pointing out, these state workers will also receive pensions and, you know, great benefits, and we can't afford any of these things. And not only that, I don't even know where he put some of these state employees. The last time I checked, we didn't have that many openings within different agencies.
Yeah. I mean, he has to justify, doesn't he have to justify that to the taxpayers? I mean, it's...
You would hope so, yeah. Yeah, you would hope so. Thank you, Wade. I appreciate your call. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't think he's going to, unfortunately. But, and that was just Wayne saying, you know, if you figure that 5,000 will make 30,000 a year. Trust and believe, they're not making 30,000 a year. They're making more than 50 grand a year. And that was even on the lower level. And this is what I was saying as far as the real blueprint. That's the real blueprint here, is making sure that they have more state employees that are going to vote blue the next election cycle. It's hard to compete. It's hard to compete in the GOP in the state of Maryland. I was trying to think of what else you know I could predict here that might be talked about in the State of the State address. Obviously, he had that huge press conference about the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday. I'm sure he's probably going to kick things off with that. He's probably most likely going to mention President Trump. I would say that he can't put financial woes in the state on President Trump, but he's definitely going to mention ICE. He's definitely going to do some fear-mongering, saying, oh, don't forget, we're going to protect you the best way we can. We're going to make sure that ICE doesn't go into schools and churches. And you know what? You know what really kind of pees me off? I'm not going to say it. Pees me off about it at all. Is because if you recall during the COVID pandemic, schools and churches, the Democrat Party care about schools and churches then. No, they don't. Now, all of a sudden, schools and churches are so important. They're high on the priority list. They're so important that ICE can't come in if they want to go after some criminally charged illegal alien. Then all of a sudden, it's, oh, my God, we must protect the schools and churches. Democrats, please save me the drama. Save me the hypocritical lies. I don't know why you continue to do this. We're not stupid. We know that you don't give a damn about schools and churches. We figured that out. Right? Across the country, they were trying to throw pastors in jail because they were trying to hold service. Think about all the people, the parents that were talking about these kids need to get back to school. And what did all those legislators say on both sides of the aisle? Oh, well, safety first. Safety first. And, you know, we'll get them back to school. Don't worry. How many weeks was it to bend the curve? What a disaster. What a disaster. But now they're trying to pretend like they actually care about churches and schools. They don't care at all. But I do think that Governor Wes Moore is going to mention those today. I think he's also going to most likely talk about, you know, this. He's got this talking point now saying that he's not raising taxes on the middle class. Have you heard him say this? He's not raising taxes on the middle class. And the middle class is extremely important to him. And he also says that he doesn't raise property taxes. I noticed he says that too. And technically, he's right, because he doesn't raise the property taxes, right? That's not how it works. But property taxes are going up sky high, especially those with a fixed income. We talked about this for weeks. So, I imagine that they're going to pick this speech apart in the media. I do hope that his Democrat colleagues in Annapolis have talked some kind of sense into him. He has not responded to whether or not he's going to still cut $200 million from disability, DDA. I got a text here from Marty. Marty asks, you know, whatever happened, what's the update with Michelle Guyton, the delegate that is the disabilities advocate? I have not heard back from her again, but I have not reached out again. I was going to wait until, obviously after the state of state, but after, because she was saying in her email to me that she was going to try to figure out a way to make more cuts, as if she's going to sit down with Governor Moore, and whatever's going on in this proposed budget, she was going to make sure that they did not make these cuts to DDA. So I don't want to hound her and hassle her. I'm not going to nag her, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to see if she, you know, puts something out. I'm hoping she posts something on social media. Maybe she'll host a press conference. Who knows? But I'm giving her time to work on this. There are a lot of individuals that are extremely upset. And I will even note the people that I see that are most upset about this are Democrats. They're Democrats. You cannot cut disability. You can't do it. And expect to serve another term. I've got Al in Woodlawn. Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Morning.
You know, I just want to say, Kim, I know you and I have, you know, talked a lot of times. And I mean, my wife and I, when we used to look out back at where we live, and we used to see that sign that said York, PA, 51 miles, we used to say, 51 miles. But, you know, Kim, right now, the way things are going in this state, and I know nothing is 100% perfect, but, you know, as soon as my wife gives me, you know, we sit down and go over stuff, it's going to be either Pennsylvania, maybe, Delaware, maybe, or Virginia, maybe. I mean, my wife and I both retired, and I know you know, well, we have a son that has multiple disabilities.
Yeah.
I know parents are supposed to take care of their kids, you know, which is what we do, but his funding and services have been cut 50%. And, you know, I'm ready to go. I mean, if I have to work more or go back full time and go to another state just to get out of this state, Kim, we are willing to do it.
Wow.
I mean, they're making the decision easy for us whether or not we're going to leave. You know, even though we both in our 70s. I mean, why not? You know, can it get any worse? And talking about fees and taxes, for all you people out there that have carry permits for a handgun, wait till you see how much that fee went up, you know, to take the classes. And that's just one of the things. But, Kim, you know, I'm going to be real short today. But, you know, before I go, I think that was real big of you to pick up the tab for everybody at the State of the Union the other night, you know. you picking up the tab for everybody.
You know.
That was real big of you, you know.
Yeah. You know, I got it like that, Al, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
I know you do. Uh-huh. Yeah. I see the Brinks truck come up here. I see the Brinks truck come up here every other Friday.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know? Yeah, sure.
You take it easy. You and your daughter are going to get more practice tomorrow making snow angels.
No, I hope not. Oh, don't put that out there. Al, thank you so much. Thank you.
You too,
and the entire family. You see, Al, there, you know, as he's speaking, because this is piling up, right? You've got the property taxes going up, you got the fees. You've got Governor Wes Moore talking about putting fees on Amazon deliveries, which are supposed to be free. What other state is doing that right now? So they're taxing and feeing us to death. On top of it, cutting important funding to things like disability. It's tough. Jeff in Phoenix. Jeff, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning. I would love to. So, Kim, I want to thank you for bringing up subjects that so many don't. The whole situation with Dan Cox, we are all imperfect people. The only perfect person died on a cross for our sins. And what is a QAnon whack job? You look back on that election, and obviously we have not learned anything. I happened to be at a function last night. I'm sure you're familiar with the Maryland Family Institute.
Yep.
They are doing the hard work in Annapolis for the hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying Maryland citizen. And the last I checked in the Maryland Constitution, the representatives that we elect, we the people elect and pay their salaries, pay their benefits, pay for the pencils that sit on the desks in our state house, are to protect and defend us. And what is ICE's job? Well, let's think about it. If the representatives in Maryland were supportive and helping ICE, perhaps the mother of five on the Ma Pa Trail in Harford County wouldn't have been brutally executed. Perhaps the other Maryland citizens who have been raped and murdered and whatever other crimes bestowed upon him at the upon them at the behest of illegals wouldn't have happened. What is the old saying? One murder is a tragedy, yet mass murder is a statistic. Where are we today? And why are we putting up with this? And regarding the governor, you made a great point, so let's not bury the lead. If you or I would have struggled with paying a water bill, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, didn't the governor's water bill reach six figures?
Yeah, no, I think it did get pretty high, yes.
Yes, very, very high, right? We've all, most of us, let's put it this way, and I'm speaking in the first person here. Most of us at some point or another may have fallen on hard times, but we did our best to pay our bills. And if he was having challenges at the time, reach out to someone so you're not digging, not a hole, but a complete cavern, and not to pay the water bill of all things. And then notwithstanding the fact, like you said, the point is he lied. And he lied about something that could have easily been rectified by telling the truth. I yeah. say this to you all the time. Look at Baltimore City. Is Baltimore City, other than certain pockets, obviously, but for many of the citizens in Baltimore City, has Baltimore City gotten any better over the last 30 years? The answer is no. It's horrific. Yeah. So while the governor of Maryland will get up and do what he always does, and if anyone listening to my voice can tell me one original thought that man has ever had, I'd love to hear it, because every single time I have ever heard that man open his mouth, all it is endless platitudes that in the end mean nothing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it's up to we the people. 26 will be here very soon, and I always say this. I have the utmost respect for you because you did something, and that's the key. Twice you ran a wonderful campaign, and we could get into the details there about what happened to you. And if you want to get into that, that's up to you. But what happened to you from the perspective of the MDGOP, so on and so forth, I think was highly wrong. And until we collectively make changes, I don't see anything happening. And to the previous caller, I don't blame him for wanting to get out of the state. You may want to get a little further than PA, because with all due respect, there's a lot of crap going on up there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, well said, as always. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
you. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
You as well.
Thank you. We'll continue this conversation when we get back.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. visit LorianMakesSense.com. That's LorianMakesSense.com. Lorian makes assisted living make sense.
What if they can guarantee the prices of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't, but they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Well, we were talking about Governor Wes Moore and his anticipated State of the State address, which will happen around 12 o'clock noon. And like I said, you don't have to sit through that. We'll talk about it tomorrow here on the show. But again, there's no way that he's going to be able to dance around the fact that the state is in disarray and it's only going to get worse. And when we, just yesterday, many days here, we've been talking about the energy cost. Just looking across the board, what is even affordable in the state of Maryland anymore? I'm really trying to think about it. And I'm not going to put all of it on Governor Wes Moore. I'm not doing that. But what is the incentive to live here? What's the incentive? I can't figure it out. What's the incentive? The schools, most of them not the best. Some of them subpar, right? I mean, it's not like anybody's like, moving to Maryland because we have, amazing schools in our state. That's not happening. When it comes to crime and violence, we've got that. We've got, our attorney general and others putting up a fight against ICE and removing the illegal immigrants. We've got illegal immigrants, as Jeff pointed out before the break, causing lots of the heinous crimes. Juveniles are running amok. Career opportunities, not a ton of them here. We've got a lot going on, and I have to be honest with you, I don't see the incentive. Property taxes up, fees are up. Can't even go to the store without paying 10 cents for a bag. I mean, you can bring your own bag, but I hate to do that. But, at some point, you've got to. What's the incentive to stay in Maryland? Crab legs? I don't know. I really don't know anymore. That's the sad part about all this. All right. We'll put a pin in it. Coming up next, I do want to talk about President Trump and dismantling the Department of Education. Also, recruitment when it comes to the Army, it's up. It's way up. It's good news. We'll talk about that when we get back as well.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.